salt. It's
time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, boys and girls, we're flying by the seat of our pants this morning. I don't even know if anybody out there can hear me. Google's down. And, you know, it's kind of funny that Google would be down. Of course, when Google goes down, YouTube goes down. We do it on, my phone's going to be blowing up all morning. People saying, Coach, I can't get on. Coach, I can't get on. Coach. Now Jared is saying, Coach, I can't log on the website. Well, folks, we're going to probably have a lot of traffic coming to the website. Maybe we're not ready to handle. I don't know. Don't really know what's going on. Although I heard a couple of weeks ago that there was going to be a blackout, a Google blackout, December 14th through January 20th, kind of an unannounced Google blackout. And I don't know if that's what we're, dealing with or not. Jared worked hard to try to get a Zoom thing working. Jared, were we able to get, I can see Jared on my screen. He's the only guy I see. Okay, good. This is crazy. Is there any way I can see them? Hey, Jared. And then they also said, Coach, is there any way that you can use the call-in number? Does that work, Jared? No, that doesn't work. That's all, folks. The call-in number, that stuff. You should be able, if you're not listening, then I don't even know how I can talk to you. But you can find us at CoachDaveLive.com. And Jared has a okay, Jared, I'm listening to Jared in my ear. Jared is saying, if you're watching, refresh the, what button do they refresh, Jared? Just refresh the web page and then try to re-enter. Is that what you're saying, bud? Yeah, okay. So, folks, if you can, refresh your website. In other words, just refresh the whole thing and then click on the join the queue button. Now, this is different because you're going to be joining the queue, but not really. You guys are going to pop into probably what's a Zoom meeting, and I'm not in it. Okay? But at least you guys, I don't even know how it's working, to be honest with you, if it's working. This just happened literally about 10 minutes before we were going to go on the air. All of a sudden, Google went down. Boom, it's down. Google means YouTube. And Jared, there are people listening. Am I just talking to you and me and Mike? Are there people in loading in?
Yeah, we're in, man. We see you, buddy.
Hey, that's cool. Hey, Chad, I can hear you guys. That makes me feel better because I didn't want to just talk.
God. We see you. We hear you. You can flip through everybody. You know, just go, man. Just go.
Okay, cool. Thanks. That makes me feel a lot better. Thank you, man. Okay, so I am going to go. And I want to start. Man, I don't. Can you see? I'm a red eye this morning. I got a blood. My eyes are puffy. I felt like an old man. You know, we had this great event and going into DC and coming back. A lot to share with you about all that stuff. I was so organized this morning and ready to roll and everything. So let's try to get after it here the best we can. I already prayed. We're up and running. My computer's banging. My cell phone's banging. People, where are you, Coach? That's a good sign to me. If people want to know where we are. We are here. So let me get my homepage up here. And I want to listen. A couple of things I want to right off the bat. We got some calamity going on out there, folks. We were in Washington, D.C. this week, and my wife, Michelle, had some women who joined her. That's sounds stupid. Some girls came over, joined her at Sky High, spent the weekend at Sky High while we were in New York. And Bob Evans's wife, Tammy, fell and just shattered. I hate to say that. Shattered her left leg. 21 different fractures in Tammy's kneecap,
broke down around her ankle. She had surgery on yesterday, I think. I'm so screwed up with my days. She had surgery yesterday. She's gonna have another surgery tomorrow. So we need to be praying for Tammy, for, you know, Kelly. She pins, they're putting pins in it, all that ugly kind of stuff. So pray for Bob and Tammy. And I asked Bob last night if they had, yesterday maybe with Bob, I'm sorry, if they had insurance, because you never know. And Bob says, yeah, they do, but we might want to keep that in mind as well. And then Denny Bryan up in Maine, Iowa, Denny Bryan's wife's Marcy's father died. So there's a death in the family up there. We're praying for you guys, Denny, Marcy. You never know. You know, when somebody dies, it's like I always tell everybody, you only get one daddy, right? Your dad dies and say, oh, well, he was 96. People say, ah, well, he's 96. Huh? Yeah, but still, you know, you only get one dad. You only get one brother. And O.J. Eastwood's wife, O.J. Eastwood's wife, Dorito, lost her oldest brother while we were in D.C. Now, he'd been sick. He whether fighting pneumonia or whatever it was. It was not, as I would say, an unexpected death. But that's a threefer there, isn't it? That's a threefer. So it's probably more Larry's, you know, Larry's father, you know, Larry's wife is sick, and Larry's dad's not doing well, and Rob Pugh's father-in-law not doing well. So I can't see who's in here, but I'm just gonna pray, Lord, we just pray that that spirit of death would not run rampant throughout our huddle here, throughout our family, Lord. We thank you that according to Psalm 91, we dwell under the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we thank you for the natural cause of life and the natural cause of death, Lord. And we don't try to anyway want to interfere in that process. You hold the life of all of us in your hand, Lord. But we would just pray for protection, for tender mercies for those whose lives have been impacted by those who have died. We just ask you to comfort all those families. And Lord, that you'd stop that spirit of death. Break it right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sorry, a little bit off my game. Oh, hey, God, how'd you do that? Steve Deck, I quit praying. There's Steve Deck. And there's Tim and my sweetheart, Myra's right in front of it. I can see people again. Oh, my goodness.
It's been a battle for 15 minutes, Coach. I was on the channel with, I saw Jeff and Larry. We could have blamed them. I mean, 5-7, everything went down.
That's exactly right, Steve, because I came down, tried to log on, and I thought, what the heck's going on? Because I've been on Google this morning. So, all right, I feel a little bit better. Hey, Jared, are we able to share stuff that Jared's over here on my screen now? Are we able to share stuff that the email stuff I sent you? Yes or no on that, Jared? Like, I sent you pictures. Oh, I mean, if not, that's okay. But maybe. Okay. Well, I want to talk about... Let me say a couple things here. Did I forget anything? Oh, listen, we're going to go to the Serpent Mound this next Sunday. We'd love for you to join us. Serpent Mound's here in Ohio. And what I would like to do is just make it a really nice just day, Sunday, actually, at the Serpent Mound down in near Chillicothe, Ohio. I'll get you the directions and all that to it. We're going to try to do it at noon. It's Satan's High Holiday. It's the winter solstice. The park is open. We'll take a tour of it. We'll take authority over it. And we'll find a place to eat and just fellowship and have some good time together. So, you know, I don't expect you guys to fly in from Fallon. And I don't expect all that. But those maybe that are within a couple hour drive, would be a great time for us to get together this Sunday coming up, the December 20th, at the Serpent Mound down. It's Adams County. So I'll get all that direction for you. But if you'd like to come, like to join, we sure would love to have as many of you as you can get there. And folks, I'm telling you, we're really on to something here. I'm going to talk about what we did this weekend. And I started to say, and then I stopped. We got a lot of heroes. We had a Mike, if you can, Jared, throw up the picture of our team. Can you get that up on the screen? I don't know if everybody can see it or not. But we went to Washington, D.C., and we had a team of almost 50. We never really got a good firm count. Almost 50. You know what was amazing to me? There were at least 15 new ones. People I never had never, ever, had never met before who came with us. There we are. Hey, it's almost like a Zoom meeting. Now, you know what I really liked about, I liked and didn't like? You always look at yourself first in a picture, don't you? I looked at myself and said, man, I look big. Well, I got on a couple layers of shirt, so bear with me. But I also got a lot of midgets around me, bending over. Some of the girls are bending down, makes me look like I'm a Nephilim there. Steve Deck, I'm not a Nephilim. So there's our team, our hardy little group that we went to war with in Washington, D.C. We had the guys came down from Maine. We had people come up from all parts. We had people come from everywhere. And it was just it just blows me away. I appreciate those of you who come. And they come a great, takes a lot of time to drive there, a lot of sacrifice. But we picked up a new crew and we're beginning to expand and grow. And we had a great, great time. I'm going to cover all of that, some of the stuff that we did. And again, I just want to tip my hat to all of you who made the trip out there, and especially the new ones. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team, Kimberly and all of them out there. Thank God. Thank God you're with us. And we did some great stuff. We did some really, really good stuff. I want to play a real quick video here, Mike, if we can, before we get rolling too much. Pull up the Be Brave. I thought this, the same guy, I can't remember his name, who did the video the other day, the guy with the long hair, what's his name? I don't know. My mind's fried this morning. He made a video this week called Be Brave. Be Brave. I'm sorry, my phone, it distracts me. People email me, say, where are you, coach? Can't find you. Can't find you on there. Where did I go? So bear with me as my phone continues to go off here. But Jared, if you can bring that video up, Jared? I'm not trying to put the pressure on you, dude. Just wonder if you can. If you can't, say we can't get it. Oh, you didn't get an email from? Yeah, you did. Sure. Okay, anyway. It's the third one. I didn't get to put stuff on it this time. It's no subject on it, Jared. Let me resend it. I'll resend it right now. Folks, I'm sorry, man. This thing just really blew my mind here at the end. Somebody come on in and talk. I'll shut up a minute. Come on in.
Well, Coach, you know, I was just chatting, but I had to say that I was encouraged because, you know, I know most of everybody that's in the brigade, you know, at least a couple of times I've met everybody. And so when I saw this picture and I was like, well, who are these folks? It was encouraging to know you got some new blood out there. You got some new people coming on that were growing. We're continuing to attract people. People are waking up. They're seeing some things. They're looking for somewhere to plug in, and we want to be able to receive them. So that was an outstanding opportunity for them to join.
Well, Chad, not only that, brother, we are building. We are getting something done. In fact, I was blown away this morning, but I got a national email, one of those national emails, and I don't have time to throw it up there for you, but I thought, what's this? What the heck is this? And it says, hey, folks, this is what the email says. We paraphrase. Coach, there's rising stars in our midst. Rising stars who are fighting back against it. And it's, who do they put in there? Coach Dave Live. A whole list of them. So we are making a difference, folks. We really, really are making a difference. And it's like Chad said, man, thanks to all of you. Hey, did you know, did I say this again now that some of you are finding our way back in? There's been a rumor. I've been following this rumor for about, I don't know, 6 weeks, that there was going to be a Google shutdown, an internet shutdown for about 5 or 6 weeks. They've been saying that it's coming. It's part of the conditioning that they're trying to do with us as far as communication and breaking communication and hopefully helping all of us realize the times in which we live and exactly what it is that's going on. Now, I don't know if this is a Google, YouTube, I don't know if it's a month-long shutdown, don't know what's going on, but Google is not up today, okay?
Steve Quayle talked about it in that on the Hagman report on 12/10. Talked about there was an F-16 fighter sliced in half by direct energy weapon.
Yeah, over saw Maine that.
And yep. Bunker busters in Maine and Michigan.
A lot of crazy stuff going on, folks, behind the scenes. And that's why it's so hard with everything that is happening for us to really have a good feel for what's going on. So let me tell you a couple of stories here. I don't know if Jared, were you able to get that? I don't care if you weren't. It doesn't matter. I just sent you the latest email from this guy about being brave because I thought it was exactly, again, right on. What is his name? BJ, I think it was. Just give me a thumbs up or down whether we have. I don't care, Jared. Just so I can keep moving on. That's all. I'm looking over here because Jared's over there on my screen. Okay. Well, look. I got a couple of really, really good things. Maybe we can have a discussion about what went on in Washington, D.C., because this is really good. First of all, we won two victories over the mask Nazis. Two of them. We showed up at our hotel. When we got out of our hotel, we started going to check in like you always do at hotels, right? Well, we don't put any masks on. Nobody puts any masks on. And so I think it would have been okay if we'd have just kind of streamed in maybe one at a time. But we didn't. We kind of went into the hotel en masse. And of course, hey, it's up. Google's back up. What are we going to do here, Jared? We're going to stay with what we have or we're going to go to Google? No, that's just an email. That's not that. Okay. Yeah, there it is. So let me go on. So we go in and, of course, nobody's masked up. And there's signs everywhere. It's Washington, D.C. You got to wear a mask. Got to wear a mask, right? But we don't have any masks on. And so the guy working the counter, he gets a little nervous because we don't have masks on. What's he do? He goes back and gets the manager. The manager comes out and says, folks, you can't register. You have to have a mask on. You don't have your mask. And you know, somebody's in there said, well, we just want to get to our hotel rooms. We don't wear masks. Blah, 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 blah. I was proud of them. They stood up. Nobody reached in their pocket and pulled out a mask. Said, oh, I'm sorry. Nobody did any of that. And we still didn't leave. We had reservations. We wanted to get to our room. And there's strength in numbers, right? Strength in numbers. So the manager called the police. Didn't know if he called the police, but he did because the police showed up. So the police showed up outside with all these 40 people, whatever, aren't wearing masks. And the manager comes out. And he goes over. He's all nervous. He goes over the police car, and he's talking to the police car. And then another one pulls up. So now we got two cop cars there, and all these people won't wear masks. And I let them talk to each other for about a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes maybe, cop and the manager. And then I walked over. I said, listen, we're not trying to cause any trouble to anybody. We just want to get in our rooms. We want to get in our rooms and then go get something to eat. And we don't wear masks. Is that all right? And the cop said, it's okay by me, bud. There's the picture. Okay by me, bud. And so the manager who's standing there with the mask on, he doesn't know what to do now because they called the cop to get us because we were breaking the law. And the cop said, okay by me, bud. In other words, the masks ordinances are not enforceable. They're not enforceable. And so the manager walked back in, went behind the counter, never to be seen again. We got in our rooms. And then we were all hungry, or thought we were hungry. We went to, Polly had made reservations for us at this Chinese buffet. So we all pull up, all 40-some of us, hungry as horses, walk in there, go and sit down in our seats. And oh my goodness, they start to go crazy. No mask, no mask. Oh, no mask. And the lady who was running the place, I went up to her. I said, listen, we just want to eat. So we don't wear masks. So we're already seated. You look around, you got to take your mask off to eat. No. Must do temperature. Must do temperature. So what? Yeah, must take temperature. So you're not taking no temperature. So oh, must take temperature. I said, ma'am, you're about to lose $1,000. We ain't taking temperatures. We're not putting on masks. Oh, no, must put on masks. I said, let's go. Bobby Lee's got it on video somewhere. I don't know if Bobby's got it up yet. And we proudly got up and walked out of that place and jumped in our car and went. You do have the video of that? Okay. Jared's trying to figure out technologically how we can make this whole thing happen. So he has the video. Some of you may be able to only hear it. Some of you may be able to only see it. Okay, I'm sorry. So we're going to try to show the video of that whole transaction taking place. But again, when we walked out of that place, I felt empowered, man, when we did that. We walked out of that place without masks on, said, we'll take our business someplace else. Go ahead and play that real quick, Jared. Again, you may not be able to hear it, or you may not be able to see it. So thank you, Bobby Lee, for coming.
There's no medical, you guys don't take medical or religious exemptions? You guys discriminate against medical and religious?
I don't discriminate against anything. And please don't record me. I didn't ask
for it. I don't need your permission to record.
You need my permission to record me.
So you're forcing us to put on a mask and then you're...
I'm not forcing you, sir. I'm telling you that it's not serving. You do not have a mask. There's no reason for the people in here.
Okay, we'll leave. I guess you guys will just lose a lot of business. If you guys want to discriminate, I guess we'll just leave.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you guys are discriminating.
You can wear it for 5 minutes to order food.
No, sorry.
You
want to wear
it, we can give it to you.
I don't wear it.
You're not my doctor.
You love that communist state, don't you? By that piece of cloth. Sheeple.
So we got up and walked out. I caught the end of it. I don't know how much you guys are able. Folks, this is it's stressing me because I don't know how well our technologies work. I don't know if you can hear. I don't know if you can see. I can see all of you, but I can't. I'm really not seeing anything else. So anyway, are we pretty much? Okay, great. Jared just told me that there's 115 people watching on our website. Okay, good. It's different. So it's just not on YouTube. Good. Thanks, Jared. Man, this shows, doesn't it, folks? That we have to get prepared for if the internet were to go down. We've been talking about that for a long time, haven't we? And here we got up at 10 minutes till 7 this morning and no Google. That's like saying there's no air, isn't it, Steve Deck? No Google. Are you kidding me? Wow. So anyway, I want to move on because I know you want to hear a little bit about the march. I want to give people a chance to share a little bit about the march. Stop, Coach, a minute. Listen, look at me. God bless all of you who donated. God bless all of you. We had a listener out there that I don't know who it is. I mean, I do know who it is. Gave $1,000. Had a couple give $500. People who couldn't go, and I don't know what our expenses were, but they were a lot. And as you know, we tried to pay for everybody's hotel. We tried to pay for a room. We rented cars. We tried to do the best we can to try to take care of the people who came. And it's like, you know, it's just like in the military. The soldiers don't have to buy their own bullets. They say, hey, listen, you got to go to Saudi Arabia. Go get yourself a ticket. You got to get a plane ticket. You got to pay for your own luggage. We don't do that. We're at war. And what we're doing is really, really, really critically important. And I don't think anybody in the world's doing what we're doing right now. They may be, but not that I'm aware of. So I don't always get a chance to respond to the donors and thank everybody, but we couldn't do it without you guys. Couldn't do it. Just couldn't. We thank you that we think our budget was met. I don't know. We haven't tallied all of it up a lot, but it was considerable. A couple, three, maybe. Maybe $4,000. So yeah. We had $1,000 in vans. We had $2,000 in hotels. I mean, come on. So it takes a lot to be able to get an army out there. And I just, again, want to thank all of you who contributed to it and kept us in the battle. I want to show you some pictures now. Jared, from what I'm understanding from you, these pictures will show up. Everybody will be able to see them. Is that right? Because I don't want to show people a picture if they can't see them. Okay. I got you, Jared. Thanks. Jared's talking to me in my ear. This is how this whole thing, listen, friends, we went to Washington, D.C. And I've told people this over and over. We went, we didn't go to support Donald Trump, although we did. That wasn't our main focus. Some of the people had never been there, had never gone with us, didn't know what we were all about. As we told you before, we'd laid out the goal of trying to go to the four cornerstones of Washington, D.C., that we believe were Masonically laid out. We believe those are corridors, those are portals, those are whatever, cell towers is what I call them, right? But we realized that we really had some logistical issues. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? How are we going to cover all four of those things from inside D.C. with a lot of traffic and having to get on the metro? And how are we going to do it? And how am I going to move 40 people? How are we going to do this? Well, we didn't really know. And Jack McCarthy and Paul Madore and the Pelletier brothers. And see, as soon as I start saying names, I'm going to forget somebody. But those guys came down from Maine. They came down a day early, drove 17 hours, I believe, from Maine. Van loaded those guys, seven of them. And when they got down on Friday morning, before they even went to bed after they had driven all that way, they went to two of the stones and prayed over them and anointed them and tore them down or blocked them up or whatever it was, and two of them. So when we met up with them on Friday night when we got in, two of our four goals were already done. Praise the Lord. So then when we got there, we went immediately, we loaded up our cars and we drove to what I think was the Western Stone in Falls Church, Virginia. We have a video of it. I don't know if we have it or not. We went there and we prayed from that. And then we went to dinner and then didn't wear a mask, got all that. We got up Saturday morning and got on the metro and we rode the metro into downtown Washington, D.C., where we had strategically, we had two other targets. We wanted to target the Capitol building. We wanted to target, by target, I mean pray on, pray around, anoint, cast, pull down, rip down, rebuild what we believe those strong portals, the spiritual strongholds in Washington, D.C. By the way, you can go through Washington, D.C. You can walk everywhere you want to. You'll never see any indication that Jesus Christ is Lord. You'll never see it. Not on one building, not on a roof, not on nowhere. You'll see statues of Zeus, and you'll see statues of Apollo, and you'll see statues of Isis. You won't see one thing, not one thing commemorating Jesus Christ. We believe that Washington, D.C. is a demonic stronghold. I believe it is anyway. So we were able to navigate. I mean, it's a long walk, friends. If you've never been there, it's a long walk from Capitol Hill to Washington Monument. It's probably 3 miles. It takes a long time to get down there. People had to pee and just all kinds of stuff. But we finally got them down and we prayed. We have that video of, let me get back here a second. I'm going to bring some of you guys in there. Stay with me a second. Stay with me. Jared, if you go to our stuff, again, I hope these people, I'm sorry about this show, man. Is there anything I can do? Jared, go to the prayer at the Capitol. But before you do that, Jared, I'm sorry, Jared, before you do it, go to Psalm 64, Psalm 64, because I'm going to show you a video of us praying outside the Capitol building. They had a fence around the Capitol. I don't know whether they're doing repairs there, whatever we're doing. But Kimberly said that the Lord had laid Psalm 64 on her. And I'm going to read this to you right now, and then I'm going to show you the video, if we can, the video of us outside the Capitol. We opened it up for prayer. We had a good time of prayer at the Capitol building. Again, spiritual warfare. Many people prayed. Many people had words. But this was Psalm 64 from the N. Now, this is the King James Version. Then I'm actually going to use the NIV today. Listen to this. This is what we read over the Capitol building. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Do you hear that? Preserve my life from fear of them. Don't say preserve my life from the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. They shoot in secret at the perfect. Who does? The guys, the enemy. And suddenly do they shoot at him and they're not afraid. See, they encourage themselves in an evil manner. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who's going to catch him? ain't nobody going to see them. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. We're standing at the Capitol building. And does this ever give you the image of what's going on inside that Capitol building, right? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and their heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. Talking about the enemy. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Now I'm going to do something I never do. Mike, pull up that Sissy Bible. Pull up that NIV. Because it was, I'm sorry, it's Jared, not Mike. Because it was the one that Kimberly received. And I'm going to read this to you. I repent ahead of time. Now, listen, the Lord can speak to you through any interpretation, any translation, interpretation. Here's the one that we read at there, because she had it on her phone. I read it right off her phone. Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plot of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. That's what they're doing at Capitol Hill. They're shooting from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. Who does? Those wicked people running our government. That's who. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, who's going to see us? Nobody's going to catch on to it. We can be Republicans and still be wicked. They plot injustice and say, we have devised the perfect plan. Surely the human mind and heart are cunning. But God will shoot them with his arrows, and they will suddenly be struck down. And you turn their tongues against them and bring them to ruin. And all who shall see them, I'm going to shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder at what the Lord has done. The righteous will rejoice in him and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him. Psalm 64. We read it. Mike, I think we have me, it says prayer at the Capitol. We have me doing it just so people can get a visual of this thing. Go ahead and try to play that if you can. Quick, criticize me, Craig, because of the NIV. I already said that. Can you get it up there? There we go. Bobby did this video. Thank you, Bobby.
One God.
Yep.
One God, right? God's become a universal term. Now, whether or not America was founded as a Christian nation, there's no doubt about it. Mayflower Compact, right?
Amen.
For the advancement of the Christian faith, right? Yep. That's what it's about. That was the roots of it. And somewhere along the line, some infiltrators have come in, and they have taken what was supposed to be to the glory of God, and they've turned it, whether it be the Masons, whether it be whatever, some demonic influence, right?
Yes, sir.
And so we come here, as you walk around all these buildings, I want you to notice there are none of them. Jesus Christ is not on any of the buildings that you're going to see. None of them, right?
That's right.
So therefore, that means there's a different spirit in operation here. And I believe that we're looking at, for lack of a better term, cell towers. Imagine that this is Capitol Hill. Why? It's highest place, right? And then out there we see another cell tower, spiritual cell towers. Are you with me?
Yeah,
you understand?
No, yeah.
And so what we're here to, ley lines, thank you. What we're here to, portals to the dark side, right? And so what we are here to do, which is what that tells us to do in the scripture, to tear down those strongholds,
right?
To tear them down, root them out, pluck them up, right? And reestablish. Yeah, Jack.
One of the things we got to remember is all these bad symbols on these cell towers. There are good symbols, and as far as I know, the only really good symbols are in the Supreme Court. They're engraved in the doors, and they're over the seats of justice. are Christian engravings. The rest of this place is filled above them with all this evil, demonic crap. But the Supreme Court has many Christian biblical inscriptions.
So maybe what we are going to do, we're going to do what it says in Psalm 2. We're going to break their bands, right?
Yes.
The kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and against his anointed. Amen. That'd be us, right?
Yep. That's right. Us.
So all we can do is do what the Lord called us to do. And he said to go and tear those things down, right?
Amen.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, right? Evil spirits where? On high places. This is a high place. Why do you think they made the... And she got the revelation last night that they... Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
He is the rock, right?
Amen.
So everywhere you look around here, you see imitations of the rock. It's a different rock that they're trying to stick in our face. You see it? You guys see it? Counterfeit rocks. He is the rock, right? He's the rock. So we're here today. But I got goosebumps on that one. So we're here to declare again that he is the rock. Jesus is the rock. The foundation upon which this nation was built. And we're gonna tear those kingdoms down. We're going to break those strongholds. And then we're going to let God do what God does. All right? Cool? All right. So Psalm 64. She got last night. Listen to this, folks.
You can cut it off there, Mike. We'll cut it off because I've already read Psalm 64. So we did some reading. We read Psalm 64. We did some praying. It was a very, very powerful moment. I don't want to brush over this because I think this is really, really important. This is what Kimberly said to me, and I thought it was really, really powerful. Jesus is the rock. He's the rock. He is the chief cornerstone. And everywhere we look, we see fake stones, fake things that we're putting in place. Washington, D.C. is awash silver with fake stones. Capitol building, obelisk here, Masonic building here. We have all these fake stone edifices. And we just wanted to reestablish the fact that Jesus was the King of Kings. Jesus is the rock. He is the one that's going to fall on them and going to crush them into powder. And that was kind of the spirit that we had from there. Jared, real quickly, if you can pull up me, then all of we then we got down to the Washington's Monument and we surrounded the Washington Monument. And it's huge, 666 feet tall. And this is a very short video. This is only about a minute. And it's going to show me praying. Polly took this video, I think. So it's going to show me praying because it was so big, we just surrounded it. I don't know. Can we pull that up there, Jared? Were you able to get that up? Yeah. Yep. That's going to play right now. So this is just a video that Polly took. All of us surrounded the Washington Monument and laid our hands on it and prayed on the Washington Monument. And this was just Polly taking about a minute of me doing it. Go ahead, Paul. Not Jared.
Capitol building, Lord, ask us to do all the things. We went to the north and to the south and to the east and the west. We came to the Capitol building, Lord. We came here to the Washington Monument, this phallic symbol, Lord, this demonic structure, Lord, 666 feet, Lord. We break its power.
Okay, that's it. I'm just trying to show you what we were doing there. I'm going to let some of you get in here in a minute, I promise. Now, listen, when we got down, then we went, became part of the rally, and I thought, well, that's it, man. We just two places we didn't get. Remember, we wanted to get to four places, and we, including the Capitol building, and we wanted to get to the Washington Monument. So we did get to five places. I thought, that's good. We got to five places.
That's one, too.
But... said, no, we missed a couple. We didn't get it done. And lo and behold, Steve Deck, O.J. Eastwood, the Mad Bomber, John Brockhoft, and Craig Mickle, they covered the fifth one for us. They went. I got a picture maybe of Steve with his hands on it. I got all kinds of folks. I'm still distracted because my screen's not normal, okay? But Steve, I want you to come in. And I want you to talk a little bit. Not only then, folks, did they go to go pick up the final southern cornerstone for us, prayed over it, but then they went to what would be considered the number one home Masonic temple in all of America there in Washington, D.C. And Steve, did you actually get a chance to go in there, Steve?
Yeah, I
tell that story what you guys did there, Steve.
Well, after we prayed at the stone, Craig asked, "You want to go to Masonic Lodge?" He said, "I came this far, might as well finish it." So we go to the lodge, and I pull up, and I just saw just the evilness that it represented. And Craig, I was talking to OJ in a car, and I see Craig running up, and we're looking for Craig, and he wound up being ahead of us. And his reasoning for running up was which was the weirdest thing. There was these 6 to 8 young girls from the ages of 14 to 16 were dressed in like prom dresses or whatever in heels and such, doing selfies all throughout the thing. So anyway, we went up and went to the entrance of the Washington Monument with George Washington's signatures on these granite stones. And Craig pointed out the word, I think craftiness or something like that. And, I says, I got to get in. And they weren't letting us in without a mask. I says, I don't care about the mask, Paul. I got to get in. So I put a mask on, I go in, and I start walking around, and I'm looking at the ceiling to see if there's anything crazy about the dome, which all I saw was three paintings with three clouds. But I get to George there in a big bronze statue.
Jared, can you bring up George? Do you have him up on the screen there? Can you bring George Washington up? It's one of the individual pictures I sent you, Jared. It says, go ahead, Steve, keep talking.
So then I go in there, and lo and behold, Craig puts a mask on because he didn't want me to go in there by myself. So he came and followed me in while OJ stayed at the front door outside, and the two of us prayed a cleansing prayer of the sins of this nation. There was a thing about honor and homage, you know, that we're not supposed to be honoring statues and such, and so we prayed that prayer and all the defilement, the sins of this country and this land and all that stuff. And then I happened to have anointing oil, which I normally don't have, and I because the Lord told me Wednesday 2019 after Easter to anoint two people, and John Loveland was one of them. And so I anointed him on Wednesday, and I still had that oil when we went to the High Point. And I laid oil on that cornerstone, which was a struggle. I can barely reach it, but OJ or Craig took the picture, which I didn't know about. And I laid oil on George Washington's foot or his boot. and then Craig and I, we just ended in prayer. And then we walk out. You can see the shiny glisten on the boot where I laid the oil when we were about 20, 30 feet away. I was like, wow. You know, and I had no idea what took. I knew you guys went to the other three stones. I had no idea that Jack jumped. I saw the video at 5 this morning where Jack jumped over the fence on the west stone and laid oil on it.
Yeah.
So I had no idea that took place. So we accomplished the mission. And,
sure,
and I don't want to leave John Brockhoff out, but he did his thing on the outside of I'll let him tell his story on that one, but you just could only imagine. But John,
so folks, listen, we wanted to get to four stones, and we wanted to get the Capitol building. We wanted to hit the Washington Monument. And wouldn't you believe it? We hit four stones. We hit the Capitol building. We hit Washington's Monument. And Steve, we got number 7 in, didn't we? We got to that Masonic temple as well. So we hit 7 strategic stronghold towers yesterday or this weekend while we were in there. Now,
but also it's powerful for me, which most of you don't know. The Lord shoved 3s in my face, and then weeks later, I was at a conference and said, "Hey, your birthday's pretty important. When's your birthday?" And I said, "My birthday's the same as my last name, is the month and day I was born." And I realized I have 3 3s. And the Lord spoke that 3 represents boldness and authority, and 12, which is my birthday. It was my birthday on Saturday.
I didn't know that. Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
So when I was there, who was at the cornerstone? There was just 3 of us. Hmm. Who was inside the lodge or at the lodge? It was just 3 of us. But the 4th one, John Brockhoff, was on the outside. So it was powerful. So
great. So the Lord worked the whole thing out. Now, I got a lot more stuff to show you, but I'm going to shut up, and I'm just going to let some of you guys come in and share, say whatever's on your mind. Do it. Look, by the way, we're going to go to about 10 after because we got a late start. So we got about 20 minutes left. Myra, I see you at the top of my screen, Myra. Hey, folks, You talk about a faithful servant of the Lord. There's Myra Schneider. She came and she was with us every step of the way. And I know it was a sacrifice for her to be here. Go ahead, Myra.
Yes, Coach, I want to thank all my brothers and sisters that were there and all the ones that supported us with prayers, because there was quite a large group of you praying for us.
Amen.
And we appreciate it. The trip was very well organized. Nobody got lost. Everything was just perfect. The Lord was so merciful and good to us, and I just praise him. And I thank you, Coach.
Amen. Amen, Myra. Thanks for being on the team. Somebody else, come on in.
This is Polly. I was there. I would like to thank all the heroes that did go to those stones. I know Paul Mador, Jack McCarthy, and Harold and Richard and their crew. They drove all night to get there, showed up in the dark, in the hood. One of those stones is in the hood. They were in a dangerous neighborhood in Baltimore, and they did it. They trudged through the woods to find that stone. And Amen. So there's so many stories we could tell, but thank you all for supporting the trip, for going on the trip. Great time. Just thanks for your faithfulness. I was thinking last night, we are in the battle. We're doing our part. We're not high and mighty politicians, but we're doing our small part to pray and to show up. So thanks for doing it. And all of you who donated, who couldn't go, you did your part too. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. Polly, thank you she did all the logistics and got they did it all. I'm just a show up and let's do it kind of guy. Polly, make sure everybody knows what they're having for breakfast and then what they're going to do after breakfast. So thank God.
Well, Coach Gary couldn't be there, so I had to take his place.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Somebody else, come on in. So Polly did great yeoman's work. Polly and Mike both. Yes.
There you go. Else.
Yeah, Joe.
What a fun morning.
Oh, it's been crazy. You may be having fun. I'm kind of a perfectionist in some ways, you know. I want this to be not corny. I want it to be a show. So I'm a little.
It was, we had like 35 people in the room before the show. Yeah. And then my wife calls me and says, I can't get in. I said, what do you mean you can't get in? And she's giving me all these things, you know, and I go back to the room. There's five people left. I went, what's going on? You know, and then just everybody just kind of popped off. I was the only one left. You know, I recorded the whole thing. So I don't know what caused it or any of that stuff. I'm going, I hope they go to Zoom. It's crazy.
Boy, Jared got after it, man. He made it happen fast. I got to tell you. So the tip of the hat again to Jared. Somebody else. Go ahead.
I just want to say this ought to be the norm here in Zoom. Let's do that.
Hey, okay. Coach.
Yes.
We weren't able to go, but you were in my prayers the whole time. And I want to thank you for two different things. Number one, thank you for doing that video on Little Faith, O Ye of Little Faith. Yeah. It has spoken so much to multiple people. I have shared it, and people have publicly apologized for their lack of faith.
Amen.
And then number two, I thank the whole group for going to those guide stones. And Jack, I believe you might have been the one that was explaining some of what Masons go through when they become a Mason, because my grandparents were involved in that, and that side of the family was involved in that. And that just brought tears to my eyes, because it's never really been explained. I've just been told it's a bad organization. Leave it alone. It's a bad organization. And so I thank you, because it gave me a better understanding. And I have been praying for repentance for my family members. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. Stand in the gap for him, Naomi. Stand in the gap for him. Listen, folks, there's nothing hidden that's not going to be revealed. We got to get this stuff out on the table so we know what it is that we're dealing with, right? And our intention here is not to hurt anybody's feelings or step on anybody's toes. But Jesus is the King of Kings, not the worshipful master. Did you ever think about that? They call him the worshipful master. What? Who? Did you ever think about it? It's called, at least the one here in Ohio, it's called the Shrine Temple. The Masonic Temple? Really? Really? Hey, Jared, do you have that picture I sent you of the Masonic temple being an obelisk too? Can you throw that up there real quick? Everywhere you look, it's the same thing. Obelisk. Not only that, folks, we're driving around and I'm going to do some research on that, or maybe somebody smarter than me can do some research. Why are the steeples on top of the old churches the obelisks? Where did that come from? Huh? Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the door and look at the people. Well, a steeple's an obelisk. Why? What is with it? What? So there's the Masonic temple. It's another obelisk. That's where Steve went in there and George Washington's in there, and George Washington's shoes are shining today because Steve gave him a shoe shining, right? So these things, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Somebody else, come on in. Hey, Mike, get Jared. I'm sorry. Jared, get Alex Jones ready. You guys got to see this. Go ahead. Somebody else. Just share whatever's on your heart. Doesn't have to be important. Just speak.
Today's the day the Electoral College votes, correct, Coach?
Then none. Listen, yes, none of that stuff means anything yet.
Tell them not to be afraid. The press is going to say Joe Biden's won. That's it. But don't be afraid. Go to Professor Toto on YouTube. He gives us lessons about all this stuff, and it's very good.
I got some good stuff we posted on the under our videos too that you got to see. Amazing Polly. Go watch Amazing Polly. She'll talk to you about the masks, that's for sure. Somebody else tried to come in
You know, this business of the subtle irregularities in the Masons' doctrine, and they got their own Bible just like the Mormons have their own Bible and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just little bitty subtle things that take a truth and make it a lie.
That's right. Larry,
we in our quote Christian community do the same thing. We take little subtle things and change them in the message of the gospel, and it turns the whole message into a lie that produces a bunch of wannabes instead of a bunch of children of God.
Yep. So we're in Washington, D.C., and listen, the crowd wasn't as big, maybe 100,000 be my guess. I don't know. And it was the same thing as last time. They got like five different events going on, so there's really no unity in it. And we ended up down at Independence Square, whatever that place is. I can't remember the name of the place. And all the women, I'm sorry, we were at the Women's Lib was down there. The Christian Women's Lib was down there. And we were in the, so I'm sitting there taking all that in. Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn was speaking to us. He was good. But at the same time that's going on, Alex Jones is at another stage. Now, I'm not going to play you the entire, stop a minute, Coach. Okay, folks, listen to me. Alex Jones is the heart of this movement. We can deny it all we want to. It's Alex Jones. He has the heart of this movement. Now, I want you to hear, this is only about a minute and a half. I found this on Facebook this morning. This is Alex Jones. Time out, Coach. If we don't begin to stand up for Jesus Christ and declare him to be Lord of Lords, if we don't stop calling ourselves conservatives and tolerance, and declare Jesus Christ as the King of Kings. Well, I was there all weekend. No, that's not true. I was there 20 some hours and I missed Alex Jones. And you listen to Alex Jones, this guy they call a nut and a far right wing wacko and a communist sympathizer. And I want you to listen. If you tell me if he doesn't nail this whole issue in about a minute, go ahead and play that, Jared.
Our God is the God of the universe. Our God is the God of strength and honor and will. And God is in control. And God is on our side. So we praise God and we thank God. And we know that it's all in God's plan and the Lord works in mysterious ways. Christ's crucifixion was not our defeat, it was our greatest victory. When he rose again on the third day, he broke the chains of hell and death.
Let's go, Christ is king.
We have the deed to this.
The pedal cabal is falling.
We have the deed to eternal life. And we praise Jesus Christ and the Father.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! Walmarts open and the Targets and the Amazons while they tell you the churches are not essential. Congress shall make no law.
So, folks, at the very heart of this battle, it is a religious battle. It's a Christian battle, folks. Alex nailed it. It's not about conservatives and liberals and Republicans. It isn't about any of that. It's about who is king. Who is King of Kings? And if we don't make that the central issue, God will not move. That's my take on it. And say what you want to about Alex. I ain't heard many pastors saying that. I wonder how many pastors would have got up publicly and said that. One more thing, two more things. I'm going to let somebody come in. I'm giving Jared time to get this set up. Jared, bring up, this is only about 40 seconds, President Trump at the Army-Navy game. Somebody come on in while we're waiting for that video to get up.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Millie Weaver shared a video there in Alex Jones was there and he was adamant. He was, wow, because people were trying to stop him from speaking.
Yeah, I know. He's the heart of this movement, whether we want to accept it or not. He's the guy leading the charge, man.
And Eric Metaxas is the guy, I think, that invited him to speak. So get on and look up Eric Metaxas. He's got a great show.
Because, folks, it's the same thing, folks. See, they don't think guys like me, we're not, well, hey, Mike Heath, what would be the word? I'm not polished enough. What is it, Mike? I'm not polished. I'm too harsh. I'm too rough. See, it's guys like me. I'm sorry. It's guys like me and Alex that are getting it done.
It's Tony style, coach.
It's not Tony Perkins.
You're a man. That's the problem.
Yes. Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, Rod.
Oh, I was going to say also something else that is starting to grow by leaps and bounds is Proud Boys. And they've taken a bad rap on the media, but the young people, the young men are being attracted to Proud Boys by the groves. And I think we all have researched the group, see it. I think they have a very strong biblical foundation. They were all over D.C. And it might be a group to keep an eye on as far as any meetings they have and what they're doing. But I think Alex Jones is heavy into the Proud Boys. They are turning into a group of young men, 20 to 35, who's willing to show up and are willing to protect.
They are, Roger.
Stabbed. Pray for him.
I don't think there's Christ-centered, Roger. I really don't. But they are that masculine movement for sure. There's no doubt about it.
They may be more than we think, because the young men I've talked to who are believers feel very comfortable.
I believe there are believers in the group. I believe that.
But the thing is, the young people are looking for something. And right now, the Proud Boys is coming to the forefront as masculine men, alpha males that are willing to stand and so forth. They've gotten a bad rap in the media.
Alpha Christianity. Come on in, Bernie. I see you trying to get in here.
Yeah, I just want to say we've been in this fight for a long time. For decades, we've had this problem that we're supposed to try and argue for biblical principles without the Bible. You know, that's like fighting without your sword. You know, it's your one weapon.
That's right.
You know, if you're in a boxing ring and somebody says you're not being very nice, well, like, this is a fight, okay? This is not a place to be nice.
Amen, Bernie. As Woody Hayes said, never saw a football player make a tackle with a smile on his face, right?
No kidding.
That's where I am with it. Hey, Jared, so get that video up there. I don't know if you guys saw this. This is really encouraging. Donald Trump goes to the Army-Navy game. And boys, I'm telling you, the Army and Navy's on his side. Did you guys get a chance to see this? It's only a minute, 48 seconds. Go ahead. Listen to the crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. What a picture right there. Stay right there, Mike. Jared, no mask. No mask, baby. No mask. All those big soldiers beside him, they got them on. He ain't putting one on. No mask. No mask. All right, let's end this on a light note. Now, Jared, go to Be Brave, if we can get it up there. What's that guy's name? BJ, JB, whatever. This kind of, I love all you guys. I love all you folks out there. I love all you folks out there. I want you to know it. We're going to win this thing, folks. Whatever comes out in the news today, don't let it get you down. Hey, maybe we ought to do that. Jared, I don't know if we have it or not. Can you find on my Facebook page that video I made that Naomi referenced earlier? It's about anyway, go ahead and play this one, Jared, real quickly. What is it I'm playing? I don't even remember anymore. Are we supposed to be playing something? Did I lose my train?
Bravery. Bravery. Bravery is refusing to get together with my friends and family that I love.
Bravery is living in constant fear.
Bravery is going into a fight or flight response when someone sneezes.
I am brave.
I am brave.
I am brave.
I'm brave enough to live in never-ending terror of a virus.
I'm brave enough to know that politicians know what's best for me.
I'm brave enough to follow orders.
I'm brave enough to not reopen my business.
I'm brave enough to protect my family from income.
Instead of working, I'm brave enough to protect my family by letting them starve.
I'm brave enough to know that self-induced poverty is in everyone's best interest.
I'm brave enough to do as I'm told without questioning it.
I'm brave enough to get my personal worldview from the media.
I'm brave enough to dismiss all ideas that the fact checkers say are false.
I'm brave enough to live in constant fear about what could happen to me.
I'm brave enough to feel ashamed if I'm not wearing a mask in public.
I'm brave enough to scream at people who are not as scared as I am.
I'm brave enough to want to be tracked so I can be safe.
I'm brave enough to know that I'm too weak to survive unless I get a mandatory injection.
I'm brave enough to teach my kids to boldly fear human connection.
I'm brave enough to keep my child from going to a school that doesn't require children to cover their faces all day.
I'm brave enough to show my kids how to be obedient to all authority figures.
I'm brave enough to know I'm helpless without someone telling me what I'm allowed to do.
I'm brave enough to know that what they tell me to think is what I think.
I'm brave enough to resist the temptation to think for myself.
I'm brave enough to obey. For everyone's safety.
I'm brave enough to know that I need the government to protect me at all times.
I'm brave enough to know that when my gut tells me I'm being fooled, I'm wrong.
I'm brave enough to know that the depths of despair, poverty, and starvation are just the price we pay for being brave.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Together, we can reimagine a braver tomorrow.
Oh, that's it, isn't it? That's it. Hey, Jared, we don't have time to do the other video. Hey, Jared, real quick. Are we doing Zoom tomorrow? Are we doing what are we going to do tomorrow so everybody knows how to get in here? We don't struggle all over ourselves here. CoachDaveLive.com was Jared's answer. Just go to CoachDaveLive.com and we'll figure out how to log in. So if you're a creature of habit and you're brave, don't go to YouTube, okay? If you're a creature of habit and you want to be brave, don't go to Facebook. If you want to be brave, go to CoachDaveLive.com. That's where we'll be. God bless all of you. Thank for all of you that went. We're going to go Sunday. If you want to be part of that, we'd love to have you join us for just a good old devil-beaten time down in Adams County, down John Brockoff territory. Love all you guys out there. God bless you all, man. You humble me. Make me feel proud. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.